All right, let's get to it, fam. Let's go. What up, though? What's happening? You know the drill. What's happening? All right, welcome, everybody, to another Direct Line interview. I'm your host, Blizzard. What's good, family? What's going on, man? Today, we rocking with my homie, Ill Boy. He's back on the scene. He brought some friends with him. They got some work done. It's a new Direct Line interview. We're just going to say with Gritty ENT. This is a cypher that they did. Exciting stuff, exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Make sure if you're watching on social media, make sure you hit us up. You see the number scrolling across the screen. If you're rocking with these boys, make sure you hit that phone line and check in with us. Let me go ahead and bring them on the air real quick. Hey, yo, Ill Boy, what up, fam?
What's good? I said you sounding a little far away right now, Blizz.
Say what now?
You sound a little far away.
Let me turn myself up a little bit. Can you put me on, what's the name, too, by the way? Put me on, like, take me off speakerphone or whatnot. Take me off speakerphone. Something like that. Although,
okay.
I hear you loud and clear. I hear you good. I hear you good, man. What's up?
I'm chilling, man. Man, it's good to be back on the platform. What's going on?
Man, I'm good, fam. So, first of all, you've been on this show before, right? Like, we already know you've been on here a couple of times already by yourself. But this time, I want you to go ahead and introduce what you got going on right now, what you're bringing to the table. It's a cypher. It's something, this is the first time that you actually came over here and you just wasn't riding solo. You feel me? If you're looking at the screen right now, you see I got that Gritty ENT Cypher Volume 1. You got a couple of artists on there with you. I want you to introduce everybody. You feel me? That's rocking with you. Go ahead real quick and tell me what we got going on this time that's much different than the last time you was on K100 Radio, fam. You got it?
Oh, most definitely. Man, shout out to everybody on K100. It's the big homie, Ill Boy, straight out the Midwest. And we bringing you the Gritty ENT Cypher Volume 1. I got all Midwest artists on there. Shout out to my boy Wack, A15. Shout out to Riley Wilson. And we had Jen Red on there as well. And the whole goal was really just to bring a street cypher, bring some bars back, and really just work with some artists in my area that I felt like was working and needed a little direction. And we just clicked up, and things been going good for the project.
So what was it? Was it a thing where you just felt like the Midwest itself needed some shine? Like, I know, because even when I was reading the description of it, it's like a focus point of this particular cipher was that everybody was from the Midwest. Like, were you feeling something like, or maybe y'all collectively was feeling like the Midwest wasn't getting enough shine in the game right now, and that's what y'all wanted to bring to the table?
Man, I just wanted to bring awareness every time I can with the Midwest. And it just so happened that these guys, I've been watching them, I've been following them. We all from the same hometown. Everybody's been grinding. And I was just like, man, I see them doing some of the similar things that I'm doing. Maybe if we link up and we put everything together, we could really be more of a force and make more noise.
And for me, I mean, that makes sense. I'm a big fan of, like, of artists basically working together, especially independent artists. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times it seemed like cats thrive on the beef aspect, on the beef side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is completely crazy to me. If y'all really ain't got no real beef for real, like, why would y'all not work together? So when you – was this somebody – were these artists that you had already worked with, and how did you meet everybody that's involved right now?
Well, you know, Wack is – like I said, we all from the hometown. So I knew Wack. I met Riley through a mutual friend, and same thing with Gene Red and like I said, I see them all from the Midwest. I see them all from the hometown, and I just want to see everybody win. So any skills or information that I had, I wanted to pass it along to them. I wanted to work with them. I wanted to show them how we could do some different things out here and promote. And, yeah.
That's real. I mean, you're saying it real nonchalantly, boy. Let's be real, fam. It's K100. You know for a fact, it's normally not just how shit goes. Cats is a dog world, you know, crab in the barrel mentality a lot of times in the music industry. And cats don't be wanting to work together. They want to pull each other down. So that's a big accomplishment to me, especially on an independent level where somebody that's got some game and got some experience want to reach out and pull somebody up behind them and all work together. So, again, I got to salute you guys on that. So I know you said Wack was with you right now, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I got my boy Wack 815 straight out the Midwest right here with me.
All right, put Wack on the phone. Wack, 815, what up, fam? Because I ain't talked to you. Y'all done talked to Ill Boy 2-3 times. Let's talk to somebody new. Wack, what up?
What's going on? Shout out K100. It's your boy Wack 815.
What's going on, man? Welcome to the show. All right.
Thank
What's good, fam? All right, man. So you guys are both from the home, from the same area. Where's the exact spot you guys are hail from?
Freeport, Illinois, home of the Pretzels.
All right. So what? Tell me about like when Illboy reached out to you and was like, "Yo, I want to do this and I want to involve this, you, this person, that person." What was your first thoughts?
See who all wanted to play the game, you know. It's just about who want to be serious and who don't want to be serious, you know. Just trying to put the whole Megazord together.
Exactly. That's a good way to look at it. So was it easy? Was it easy like getting everybody on the same accord and kind of getting everybody to buy into what it is that you guys are working on and doing right now?
It's been a little bit easier than I thought. You know, it's all about who really wanted or not. But yeah, it's you know. Shout out to Illboy, big homie, you know what I'm saying? He chose these people, you know, and once we got together and did the video, you know what I'm saying, it was all just gravy after that, you know. So El Capitan did choose the right people. I could put it like that.
Right. I give it that. El Capitan. It's the new name for Illboy over here, El Capitan. All right, so I want to talk about your grind a little bit, all right, and then we'll get back to Illboy, we'll get back to the whole thing collectively. We'll listen to the record in a second. But let's talk about you personally. Like, how long you been in the game, Wack?
I recently actually just started in the game, actually doing it correctly. That's why I got in with Illboy, you know what I'm saying? He about the business, and he was, you know, trying to make sure that we did our stuff correctly.
Uh-huh. And it kind of sounds like Illboy, I don't know, Illboy, y'all may have to pass the phone back and forth, because now I got more questions brewing up in my head. Illboy, it sounds kind of sort of, I don't want to just put the cart before the horse, of course, obviously. But yeah, boy, it sounds like you're kind of trying to build an indie label over there or something, fam. I don't know.
Man, I just have the thirst and knowledge to, you know, teach as well. And just, you know, like I said, when you see guys doing some of the similar things, you know, I'm following Wack for a while. And, you know, I told him early on I wasn't for sure, like, how serious he was about the game just because we're from a small town. Everybody know you. And I was just kind of like, man, is this dude for real? But I told him immediately I had to take that thought away and approach him just like on business, like anybody else. And I really found out that he was really serious about his craft. So I'm like, man, if you with it, I'm with it. Let's do X, Y, Z. And
right.
He just been following my lead. And, you know, he's a guy who's also been following my career. I started in 2019 on a serious note. And he's like, I've been seeing you. So it's been great to work with him. It's been great to work with Riley and some of the guys. And we're just trying to, like I said, continue to make that noise and bring some bars back.
Right. So, I mean, man, it's just a weird kind of sort of interview because, generally speaking, when you speak to independent artists, there's this aura of like me, but it sounds like you, even as an indie, even right now, you've already understood that what it's like to kind of be in a position there where you know you're not necessarily – I know that you got a grind on, but you're not a superstar. Let's just say that. No one's a superstar yet, but you still feel the need and the urge to, like, guide somebody that may not know as much as you and learn from people – well, learn from you what you've already done. Because, I mean, you said you started out in 2019. That's relatively young in the game. Let's just be honest. You feel what I'm saying? That's like 4 years? Like, average – career when you get to a level of stardom be close to 10, if we're being honest. I don't know if people know that, but most people, by the time you see them on TV and the Grammys and stuff, they've been doing this shit a decade, easy, on the low end. You feel
right.
What I'm saying? That's how it generally works. Unless somebody is a TikTok sensation, you got a fixer rig, you got your Glorilla, so in the era of social media, you never know. Some shit can pop and go crazy just off of a viral video. Don't get me wrong. That can happen, but generally speaking, it's that way. So I guess with that being said, you're actually a young in the game artist already trying to reach back and grab people like, yo, come on with me. I'm trying to get what makes you tick as far as like why? Because I mean you could easily be worried about Illboy right now. Like Illboy needs to eat first. Even some of the greatest artists that became CEOs of labels, your Yo Gotti's, Jay-Z's, whoever. They made sure they was all the way on before they decided to put anybody else on. Why did you just kind of sort of just say, nah, I'm going to start right now? And even though I got more work to do as a solo artist, what made you just say, forget all that, I'm still going to put my people on?
Man, I think it's just the character in me as a man. And I tell people all the time, it's not the way it was once in the 80s, 90s, you know, even the 2000s. The game is wide open. It's about your lane, how you can create your lane, and how you can get people to gravitate towards your lane. So I'm never offended by somebody who think they may be better than me, they got better buzz going on than me, because it's a lane for everybody to eat, everybody. So I just stay in my lane, and, you know, I try to give game and knowledge to the artists, and just let them know, man, it's really up to you, you know?
All right. I mean, I like it, man. I'm all for it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me the names of everybody else that's on this record. We're getting ready to play in a second. What's the name of everybody that's on this record?
We got the homie Wack 815 on there. We got Riley Wilson, and we got Jean Red 1 on there as well.
Okay. Well, since they're not on the line, let me hold on before I say that. Let me check my line real quick, because I don't want to say nobody ain't on the line. Okay. I don't see anybody on the line, so I think I don't see anybody that's on the line. All right, so tell me about G&G Red and Riley Wilson. Like, give me their backstory real quick. Like, how did you meet them, and how did they end up being a part of this before I get ready to start playing some music and stuff?
You know, I did a showcase, I think it was a GMB showcase back, like, last year sometime at Five Bar in Beloit, Wisconsin, and Gene Red was one of my acts that came to the showcase and rocked it out. So that's how we really connected. And like I said, Riley, he had a friend that we both mutually know, and they told me to check out his music, and I checked out his music, and then we just started chopping it up and talking from there. And, you know, I didn't even realize that he was from the town. He's a little bit of a younger guy, speaking on my age a little bit. But that's how we linked up. And like I said, everything has been love. We've been able to put this thing together. I ain't going to sit there and say it's PG King. I think I'm going to keep it 100. I think Wack gave y'all the political answer. But it's been a journey. It's been a process. And I speak on that just to say, once you really trying to move and do these things the right way, you really see where these artists' minds at, where their mentality is at, and where their pockets at, for real.
Right.
So.
Right. Oh, well. Oh.
Gotta speak on that. Yeah.
Well, it's funny that you should say that, ill boy. This is K100 Radio. It's funny that he should mention
just,
that.
Just when it comes down to, you know, making things make sense in terms of putting things together for promotions. And like I said, it's four guys right now. Four ways on, you know, different promotions. So it's going to make the process a lot more simpler, and we can continue to gain traction, you know.
Right.
And some people don't always see eye to eye on that. And then, you know, I think there's a lot of people just worried about if what you're doing is legit, or if the funds is correctly, you know, it's a number of different things I think that take place, but it makes the situation more difficult.
Now we're getting to where I love to be. The real shit. All right, this is K1's Radio. I'm your host, Listen. Welcome everybody to the show. This is a direct line interview. We're talking to Ill Boy. All right, today we're addressing him as Gritty ENT, because it's bigger than just Ill Boy. You feel me? It's not even just him on the picture, right? You see that? It's collective, all right? That's Wack 815. That's G&G Red. That's Roddy Wilson over there that you see on the screen. The Gritty ENT Cypher, Volume 1. That's what you're looking at. But I was waiting for the real shit to come out, because, again, I'm happy and it's dope that you are actually working with other independent artists to do something like this, to put actually a project together. I heard you mention that the showcase that you mentioned, was that something that you was doing yourself? Did you put that showcase on yourself?
Yeah, man. For a while I was at this bar in Beloit, Five Bar. I put on four showcases of my own. I was the headliner, obviously. I put the acts together. I got the host for the shows, and then I got the space. So we was doing that for a while, and we was making a little noise with the showcases. You know, I got some people asking me about when I'm going to do another one. So,
right. So you decided to do this cypher. You decided to do this project. And you started working with people, and then it's relatively smooth sailing But it's always a problem when it comes to allocating funds when you're doing anything. First of all, just trust me. I know exactly what you're talking about. I wondered if you were going to get into that kind of shit, because I've done 2 compilation albums. You know what I'm saying? I've worked with other artists on other stuff like that, even just having this platform, K100 Radio or whatever. I understand that there's going to be some shit when it comes down to the money. Even if everybody is collectively dope in the studio, even if everybody collectively has the same level of buzz, or maybe one person may be buzzing more than others, once it comes down to the budget and start spending money to promote a product that everybody's on, that everybody's going to get some shine from the pops, but everybody's got to pay for in order for it to get to that level of marketing and promotions budget, that's when shit starts to hit the fan. And it's like, I'm glad you just even mentioned that, because some people will gloss that over, but no. It's inherently going to be some ticky-tacking back and forth about that. You feel me? You just got to be, it sounds like you, Ill Boy, have the type of mentality that can quarterback that. See, everybody wants to be a quarterback. Everybody wants to be a chief, but really they should be an Indian. Not because you can't fight as good as the chief, or you ain't skilled. It's because your patience is not where a chief should be. It's because your communication skills ain't where a chief should be. So everybody can't be in charge. And I say all that to ask you this question. Because you mentioned it and you brought it up. What was the wildest part of putting this particular project together was there ever a moment where you was like, man, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm tired of it, I can't even do it? Or what was like the hardest part of making everything kind of work until you got to this point where you actually put the product out?
The wildest part was just getting everybody on board. And I didn't want you to leave my boy Whack out. I wanted to stay, give him his flowers. He was a person that was on board. I think he understood right away what we was trying to do and what I was trying to do, and he was all locked in from the jump. But It's crazy that you asked that, because I had a female that was supposed to be on it. It was another guy who was at my showcase. He was initially supposed to be on it. And then I had another artist that was initially supposed to be on it. So once I just kind of, like I said, figured out what their game was and what they was about, I was like, you know, I just got to move on to the next person. Somebody going to jump on this opportunity. And if they can't see what's going on, then, you know, oh, well.
Uh-huh.
So it was crazy, the final product being what it was, but it was not the original piece, so to say. It was some other pieces that was supposed to be on, and just, you know, they showed their hand, I feel like, about what they was about. And when those type of things happen, I really just don't want to work with you no more, you know. You really waste your time, you waste your effort, and no time to waste with this, man. You got to get to it.
Well, one thing people fail to realize, I know it's a cliche saying, but time is money, but so many people really don't respect that as fact. So many people look at that as like, yeah, nigga, whatever. I say, you're out yet. No, literally, bro, literally, time in a lot of different scenarios literally does equal money. You can waste it. And it's literally like giving some money, like somebody money, like cash out your hand, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I just gave you cash because I just wasted literally that much time on this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we get ready to get into the music. This is K100 Radio. It's a direct line interview. All right. We're rocking out with the homie Ill Boy, but for this time, it's going to be Greedy E&T, because we got several different people. We got Wack 815 on the line, and this is the Cypher. And I want to ask you this. So before I even play the music, you know, 30 minutes go fast when you're talking and having a real conversation. We're getting ready to get to the music, Ill Boy. Is what we're about to hear, is this a Cypher in the BET Cypher type vibe where people are just kind of sort of coming in, spitting bars? Is it a song really for real? Is it like a collaboration more so? Like, talk to me about the name of the record that we're getting ready to play. You sent me this record. I want you to tell me, like, the inspiration about the style and how it was recorded and everything real quick. Go ahead.
It's a little bit of the BET Cypher with, like I said, guys just coming in, spitting straight bars. You know what I'm saying? We in the streets. We're in the streets of our hometown, Freeport, Illinois. And always enjoyed the BET Cyphers. And always wanted to make my own style of it. That's why you see a volume 1. It will be another volume 2. And somewhere down the line, I'm looking forward to working with other artists just like I did with this project. But it's really just showcasing everybody. We got the video out on YouTube right now as well. You know, if you checked out the video on YouTube, and then we just put it on all streaming platforms for everybody listening in ears.
So, okay, I'm getting ready to get into it. Now, I heard the record, but I want you to kind of sort of you highlight. Let me pull the screen back up on the screen. You feel me? You actually mentioned and you shout out to the producer. Tell me about the producer, because you made a. Made it a point to put the producer's name on the cover art. That's the cover art right there, right next to that picture right there, Gritty ENT Cypher, Volume 1. Tell me about the producer and how y'all picked that particular track.
Hey, man, shout out to my dog, King of Lee, the upcoming producer out of Arizona. We have been trying to link up since really 2019. Then schedules was not connecting. Then the pandemic happened, and we kind of lost contact for a minute. And next thing I know, he was hitting me up like, man, I've still been following your move, and I've still been rocking with you. Here goes some beats. Let's do something. And I heard that particular track, and I was like, man, I think we got something with this, and this is what I want to do with it, woo-doo-woo. And we created this cypher.
And it was really that simple.
Shout out to him, man.
Okay.
Shout out to just staying in connection, you know, still – be willing to reach back out, even though it had been a while, you know what I'm saying? He had hit me up and basically just came on business, so I was on business as well when he hit me.
All right, so we're getting ready to get into it. I'm going to get ready to play the record, so I want you to, I'm going to pause the background music real quick. All right, L-Boy, go ahead, fam. I want you to go ahead and just, like, introduce this record. Tell me the name, and then give me a good drop on it, and then I'm going to play this joint. This is K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right, this is Gritty ENT Cypher. But I'm going to let the homie L-Boy, who put this all together, give it to you guys. Go ahead, L-Boy.
Hey, y'all already know what it is. It's the big homie straight out the Midwest. It's the Gritty ENT Cypher, Volume 1. Shout out to WAC. Shout out to Riley. Shout out to TN Red. Let's go.
Let's get into it, man. K100 Radio!
I think we lost him.
No, we still here.
He might have took us off the line while the music was playing.
I thought, I think in the past interviews, I thought we could hear it while it was going. Let me jump on his IG real quick. Or maybe he's going to come back to you and ask you a few more questions. Hold up. I still ain't hearing it, are you?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some more questions for you so I can click and chop some small edits for you.
It's all good. It's all about exposure.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I'm about to look and see if we live on his YouTube right now. I think we live on his YouTube and his we live on his YouTube right now. Yeah. I can hear it right now. I hear Red's verse right now. That'll give me an idea how soon we close to the video, I guess, being done, because we, I guess, don't get to hear it. Did he sound far away from you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I had to really make sure I was listening and shit.
If you get a chance, you're going to shout out Juicy?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'd be so bad about that, bro, forgetting.
No, you good. No, you good at shouting everybody out.
I almost forget, though, unless they ask me, though. I should be really, I don't know, I'll be thinking about it, but then, you know, he should be coming back soon. I hear he Riley rapping right now. It's almost over. All
right. You know the drill. Yo. K1 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum, and that was the Gritty ENT Cypher right there. We still got the homie Ill Boy on the line and Whack on the line. Ill Boy, what up?
What up, what up?
What up, fam? All right, so, yeah. Everybody came through and spit their bars and did their thing. I'm trying to figure out, hey, let me speak to Whack. Whack, yo, Whack. Where Whack at? Let's speak to Whack.
Yo, Whack. Good.
What's good, fam? Which one of those verses was yours, dog?
Second one.
The second one? All right. So, I want to ask Whack this question. When y'all was in there, y'all dropped y'all verses, right? Everybody was doing their thing. Like, give it to me real, fam. Like, how you felt, like, after it was done, you heard the beat. You know what I'm saying? You went in there, you did your thing, like, give it to me real, fam. How you felt, like, when you first heard it, the complete project, like, the completed record?
I was happy that the whole thing got done and everybody, you know, just try to show everybody a piece of them. You know, when it's at the end of the day, it's always going to be me versus me. You know what I'm saying? How could I be better than myself I was yesterday? Because
right.
Everybody going to say this, everybody going to say that, but is you going to say it to the bank or is you going to say it somewhere else? So... That's
mm-hmm.
how I put it.
I like that. Yeah, yeah. So, I want you to real quick, Whack. I'm gonna keep it on you, fam. All right. I want you to real quick tell me, like, how do you feel personally about the process of putting things together and working with Ill Boy to kind of get this thing out now that it's out and he's now it's out. So a lot of artists don't understand. Once you get it out, you got to go on a run. You got to do interviews. You got to do media. You got to hype it up. You got to get platforms. Get behind it. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. How do you feel now that it's out and everything is working? How do you feel about working with Ill Boy? Do you feel like, let me keep it 100 with you. Let me keep it K100. Do you feel like it was worth your time? Because, again, I say time is money. Do you feel like it was a good decision?
Absolutely, I think it was. Like, one thing about me, I don't make a decision about that because, like, time is the only thing you can't get back. So if you can't, if somebody wastes your time, it ain't cool. The thing I like about the project is, my big homie, you know, he's trying to create a roadmap, you know what I'm saying, so it can really be duplicatable. So I read a lot of books, you know what I'm saying, on personal development and how millionaires became millionaires and try to follow their criteria. And one of the criteria is if somebody got a roadmap or somebody know what they're doing, you follow them, you know what I'm saying. You got to be an Indian before you become a chief, you know what I'm saying. You got to be a servant. So it's all about just learning and wanting to learn and wanting to get better. And I was watching Ill Boy for a while, man, and you know what I'm saying? He had a better roadmap than most people in arm's length, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And also he was working hard, man. I mean, the interviews was impressive, the magazines was impressive, the plaques was impressive, all that, you know what I'm saying? It take all little wins to equal one big win. So that's why, you know, I like the way how the project is going so far, and we can't let one monkey stop the show, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you might have to dig deep, whether it's emotions, feelings, songs, money. You better dig deep.
I feel you. I like it. Wait, hold on, because I know who Ill Boy is. I got a picture on the screen. Which one you? You got the red shirt on or the blue shirt on?
I got the blue shirt on with the top hat.
Right, okay, I want to see. And which one is Riley? The white guy is Riley? Is that right?
Yeah, Charles right. Riley.
Right, all right. And then G&G Red is the other one, right? The other guy right there in the picture, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to G&G, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I'm just trying to, I got, because if you're watching our live stream right now, thank you, if you're watching our live stream right now, if you never heard of Gritty ENT or Ill Boy, Ill Boy's right there in the front, right here, you know, with the white shorts on, you know what I'm saying, with the chain on and stuff, you know what I'm saying? He's got Whack over there to his left, you know what I'm saying, with the blue shirt and the hat and Riley. Right there, the white boy saved from the projects. The white boy from the projects, Ill Boy. Ill Boy, the white boy from the projects. Nigga, you know I gotta ask.
Hey, that what he said, you know, like I said, he's a little bit of a younger cat than me, but you know what I'm saying? He definitely
You know I was gonna be
from A15, you know what I'm saying? And
A15
is kind of a tough place to live, so
Ill Boy, you know when he said that I was gonna decipher the book. You know me, bro. You know me, my pedigree.
Go ahead. I can't really tell you for not. You know what I'm saying? We have a new acquaintance and friendship, so you know I could just you know that what the man said. I'm gonna hold him to it and believe that. So.
All right. I wish he was on the phone line.
Yeah,
I grew up in the hood, right, and I got some, and we had some white boys that was like around the way. It was like, bro, on everything I love, and I'm from the South. You feel what I'm saying? I'm from the South. I know the Midwest and the South got a lot in common when it comes to racism and bullshit like that. You feel me? I'm from the South, dog. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we adopt the white boy, that means something. Because you can't trust that white boy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because you know it's on like it's one of us. We don't give a damn about it being white. We couldn't tell you out the frame because he with us. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't a lot of them. It was like maybe I can count on one hand, but we had ours. That was like them ours.
Right. Right, it always go like that. Never do.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Yeah. So I love those kind of interviews. You know what I'm saying? So tell Riley, he got to pull up on me. He got to ask some questions. I got questions, yo boy. You know I can't want.
Most definitely, I can dig it. I can appreciate it too.
Hold up. I was trying to cut you off. That was just the perfect time for me to drop my truck. All right. So, man, listen, I like the record, though. I like it. I think the producer that did the beat was dope. I like the beat. And I think everybody held their own on the bars. You said the 815 is a tough place. And here's one thing. Let me tell you something, yo, boy. It's funny. Yo, it's crazy. Honestly, fam, I know I was, because yo, boy, Ben had hit me up about the interview. I mean, he had his business like maybe what, damn near a month ago. And I've been traveling and moving, and I haven't been home. I haven't been in Atlanta in the studio. I've been actually doing a lot myself for the past like 3 weeks. And so Ilbo was like, "Yo, we good, right?" No, yeah, we good. I just haven't been able to do the interview because I have not been home, so I couldn't do the interview, right? So I've been all over. So it's crazy that the last place that I actually was at this weekend, I just got back from Chicago and Michigan. I was in Chicago, and then I got people over in Benton Harbor, Michigan. That's where I was at. Basically the Midwest. I just got back from the fucking Midwest. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, right.
I've
been in Chicago and in between Chicago and Benton Harbor, Michigan for the past 5 days. I just got back yesterday, and I told you, I was like, yo, I hate you. I'm like, my bad, dog. It's hectic. My life is hectic, period. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep K1's radio floating and doing everything I need to do and move around. But it's weird that you guys were telling me about the Midwest. You said Midwest artists, and I just got back from the Midwest. By the way, while we're talking about Midwest, while I'm in the middle of this interview, shout out to my man DJ Johnny O. Shout out to my guy DJ Raver X. Everybody over there at Nerve DJs. They just had their 20-year anniversary over there. Salute to those guys.
Salute to DJ Johnny O. Grand Wizard.
I don't know too many DJ record pools that put on harder for the Midwest specifically as Nerve DJs and represented as professional as DJ Johnny O. So I just want to, that just came to me. Salute to DJ Johnny O and everybody over there at Nerve DJs. They've been putting on for the Midwest for 20 years, and they just had their anniversary. I wish to God I could have went, but I couldn't miss what I had going on in the Shy and stuff this weekend, but it was just this past weekend. So salute to those guys. But I want to say all that to say this, ill boy. You said the 815 is a tough place to grow up, and I'm going to wrap it up after this. Why? Why you say that? You said the 815 is a tough place. I don't even know what area code that is. Tell me what the hell that means. What the hell that covers?
But let me
and why you
some
say
history.
That.
Let me give you a little history on 815, man. That's Freeport, Illinois. It reaches out to obviously more places in Illinois, but Freeport, Illinois is the home of Bob Johnson. Bob Johnson was the former owner of BET. Mm-hmm. We got Manuel Seal from Freeport, Illinois, Grammy Award-winning songwriter from Mariah Carey, Usher, you know what I'm saying? We got some rich talent in Freeport, and I would just say it's just been plagued by a lot of poverty and, you know, it's a small town, a lot of businesses went out of there, and, man, it's been a lot of murders piling up, man, for it to only be, 26,000 people live there. Probably like 13, 14 unsolved murders right now. So that's kind of a lot for a small town.
Yeah, I get, all right, I got to wrap it up. I was going to go into a whole soliloquy about my experience. No, I can't do it. I got to wrap it up. I was going to go into this whole soliloquy about, like, just my brief little weekend in the Chi in Benton Harbor. Even I've been to Benton Harbor a lot of times. I've been to Chicago before, but it's been a long time, and so I just came back and just a couple of revelations that I had about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been a minute before I've been up there. It's been 5 years, 6 years since I actually even went up to Michigan or whatever in Chicago. So it's been a minute, and this may be my third or fourth time, but I never really just, I don't know, every time I go to Chicago, it's different. It's up under different circumstances. So, again, I got a chance to just really just, I went to a old school barbecue on the south side of Chicago this weekend. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And,
no use in
yeah, that. Yeah, it felt like the South. It felt, the Midwest and the South has so much in common. And I think that's why a lot of times artists from the Midwest or the South, vice versa, can just like get on a wave. If you can do good in the Midwest, you technically do good in the South. Save a couple of examples. Just because of the lifestyle. It's just because of how everybody lives in the Midwest and the South in a lot of different areas. You feel what I'm saying? But that conversation is so nuanced and so deep, I can't get into it right now. Anyway.
Right, and a lot of people don't realize there's real country and rural out here too, man. So we got a lot of backwoods stuff going on in a lot of little small towns too out here in Illinois. So
yeah,
it's more to the Midwest than just Chicago and some of these other major cities that people probably just focus in on. So
exactly,
real just country like, out here too.
Yeah, just like it's more.
You
to
heard
the
Nelly?
Right.
You heard Nelly when he dropped Country Grammar? The Midwest thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's that's what I'm saying. It's more. I'm from the South. But I'm not born and raised in Atlanta, even though this is my home for 20 years, so it's my second home. But I'm from Florida. I'm not from Miami. You feel what I'm saying? I got friends from Louisiana, but ain't from New Orleans. I got friends from Texas that ain't from Houston or Dallas. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, the South and the Midwest have so much in common because everybody wants to say, well, if you ain't from Chicago or Cincinnati or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you ain't from St. Louis, you know, it doesn't. And we get a lot of that same shit in the South, like, oh, where you from? I'm from Panama, Florida. Hey, so I had a motherfucker one time, bro, when I was really young in the game, trying to make me tell people in line, say, hey, just tell people you from Miami. Just a manager. I fired that nigga immediately. As soon as that nigga said, nigga, just tell people you from Miami. I know you wasn't from me. You just wasn't gonna be able to do the same thing. You weren't on my way. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that was the last, literally, I got rid of him that week. But,
Yeah,
I get it. Shout out to Carmen Pearson over there watching on Facebook. She's from the Shy. She's the publicist, bro. She said she actually been hearing about. She knows who you are, ill boy. Platinum.
Hey, man, shout out to her, man. I appreciate her tapping in. And,
Platinum.
She wants to get in contact with me. Hit the DM.
Platinum Voice PR, she do work, and she said, I've actually heard of them. Oh, shit.
That's
well,
what's up.
What's happening? What's up, babe? I appreciate you watching. She's just checking in on the Facebook feed right now, watching and just, you know. Just
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, yo, boy. We got to wrap this thing up. I'm going like 10, a couple of minutes over, but, you know, I was going to go over because it took me so long to get this interview knocked out. Is there anything that you or WAC want to add before we get ready to shut this thing down since you guys are on the line? You or WAC? Anything WAC want to add or you? Go ahead. You guys.
Go ahead, WAC. I'm going to let you go ahead, and then I'm going to follow up behind you.
Shout out Ill Boy. Shout out K100 for letting us do our thing. Shout out Juicy Visuals. And, you know, you can find WAC 815 on all streaming platforms, WAC 815, and my IG is Relax and Earn.
Hey, and I want to shout out Juicy Visuals too, man. That's my video man. He been making all my videos. He was the one who shot it, made it look real crispy. So shout out to Juicy Visuals. Definitely be doing his entrepreneur thing. And you can find me at IL_BOY on Instagram and Illboy on all streaming platforms. And just know, Blizz, this ain't the last time you're hearing from me, man. I got a lot of different things in the vault that I'm getting ready to release, and you're going to hear from me again.
Absolutely. I got a question. I want to make sure that I'm not tripping. Y'all have a video for this, do y'all? For that song?
Yes, sir. We had about 5,000.
Whoa. Hold on. I'm going through my email right now, nigga. Hold up, everybody. Did you send me the video? Because I don't see the video.
I don't think I did. I think I was talking to Wack behind stage about that. I was like, I think I was supposed to send them the video, and I ain't send them the link to the YouTube video.
I'm looking right now.
Because I know you would have definitely played that for us. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. You didn't see. I'm looking. All right. I thought I didn't think I was crazy. I was like, nah, you know, I'm always play the video if I got a video. So y'all got a video for
me? Now I just want to, off GP, I want you to go pull it up. Just type in Ill Boy. It's coming right up, the Green NT Cypher. We had about 5,000, 6,000 views on it. We've actually been getting a lot of feedback, man. Go on and drop some feedback on it.
Ill Boy, but you know how it is for this particular platform, for the live feed, for the videos. I be wanting the videos, Ill Boy. Hold on, let me look at real quick.
Yeah, man, that's on me, man. That one's on me right there.
Hold on.
That's on me.
Hold on, Ill Boy.
The video is nasty now.
Hold on a second, fam. Hold on. Because I'm finna, hold on a second, fam. This man didn't pull up and do me like this, man. Ah, you do got a video for it, Ill Boy.
Already, you know we do.
Really, fam? I'm going to watch it, fam. I'm a little perturbed right now. You know I really would like to play the video live. But it's a little bit of a work.
I can't.
It's too much work for me to do it when I'm literally on the live with you. All right, listen, everybody. Go find Ill Boy's YouTube. All right? Go find Ill Boy's YouTube. I can't do it while I'm doing the show. I have to load that kind of stuff up before we actually go live because it's way too much work for me to do while I'm actually literally live on the air. You know what I'm saying? But go look that up. They do have a video for that joint. I wish I would have had it on deck, man. I would have definitely played that for my live stream viewers over there on YouTube and Facebook and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Everybody watching the replay. Remember, subscribe to the YouTube. At Platinum Voice PR on all platforms. Make sure you follow Carmen. She's over there on the Facebook stream. Make sure you follow her at Platinum Voice PR and get with her. But I would have played that. But, man, listen, I'm going to watch it on my own time, Ill Boy. Ah, man.
That's on me, man. That's my fault. Make sure that don't happen again.
All right. Well, y'all go check it out. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, if you're watching the replay, if you're watching, you know, on Facebook or whatever, go over there. Just check us out. Found Ill Boy, I-L-L-B-O-Y, I-L-L-B-O-Y. Just type it up. He's got so much work in. He ain't got to do too much work to find him. And go check out that cipher, man. I'm going to watch it when we get off the air, man. All right, listen, man, anything else you want to add, where everybody can find the song, where they can download it, anything else, man, before we go?
It's on all streaming platforms. Everywhere that you can look for it, it's there. Go stream it. Go check it out. And go hit the YouTube channel. Like I said, go drop us some feedback on the video. And just be on the lookout for more promotions.
All right, man. Ill Boy, I want to salute you, man. You always rock with K100 Radio. You always consider us when it comes down to, like, getting media coverage and just, you know, hitting the jump-off points for any of your projects and stuff like that, man. So definitely don't take it for granted. Like I said, man, it's been a hectic. If you haven't noticed, I haven't even done Ill Kill in 4 months. That's how crazy of my summer's been.
I know, man. And next time I come to the A, I was trying to link up with you, but, you know,
yeah.
we couldn't get linked up, man. I'm trying to catch up with you when I come back down there.
Yeah, and so then it's like every time I, you know, if I am in town, which I've been out of town like over half of this summer, when I am here, it's like something going on, you know what I'm saying? Like I missed Revolt last week because I was in shower, but this week is A3C. Then you got BET Awards, and then you, so. Anyway.
Man, what we need is a showcase. K100, put it together. I'm going to bring the artists, and we're going to come rock the show, man. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, we need to get that Down South Midwest Connect popping. That's what we need to do. We'll talk about that. Let's do that. All right?
We ready. Yes, sir.
Yeah, maybe I even pull up to the Midwest. You know what? I want to pull up to the Midwest, something that you got going on. We'll work our travel and we'll work all that, and I'll pull up and I'll do my thing right there so people can see. You know what I'm saying? People can get the live in-person.
Hey, that blood was. Now you motivate me to find a venue.
Well, you hit me up, bro. I'll make it happen.
Hey.
I'll make it happen.
We're going to what? Hey, you know, I'm going to bust a move. That's what I'm going to do. So we're going to definitely have that conversation.
Absolutely, fam. Because just based on who you are, your level of professionalism and everything, I'm pretty sure when I pull up, I'll be impressed. So I'll pull up. All right?
Well, hey, I love that. You just inspired me to get something rolling.
All right, man. K100 Radio. This is the interview with my homie Ill Boy and Greedy ENT for the Cypher. All right, the Greedy ENT Cypher. Y'all just heard the record. I'm going to run it one more time before we get up out of here, man. Shout out to all the artists that's on the project. Definitely shout out to WAC815. You feel me? He took the time to make sure he was on his interview. G&G Red and also Riley Wilson. I still got to pull up in his hood, though. Maybe when I come to the Midwest.
Yeah.
Maybe I put
well,
up to the
hood. Well, if you come out here, he gonna be at the event. You know what I'm saying? You could chop it up with him.
Maybe I pull up to the project. I got to. K100 Radio, this is Blizzum. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. You know the drill.
Hey.